Hello, you're listening to Awakening, Talks with Compelling People. Today's guest is Paz Makabalug of the United States. She's being featured in our series called Mother Mary, Refuge in Times of Crisis. Paz has received apparitions and messages from Mother Mary and has received healing instruction from Jesus while she was in the dream state. She's witnessed amazing miracles both in the Philippines and in Arizona. Her story is very timely since Mary and Jesus are appearing around the world and are warning and healing people in many countries. Paz, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Kenny, for having me speak tonight.
Well, you are most welcome. Our audiences are going to be on the edge of their seats, I'm sure, when they hear what you have to share. So let's begin, Paz. Your name means peace, is that right?
Yes.
Yes. I understand that you grew up in the Philippines as a Catholic. Is that true?
That's true. I was born in a small village, and we have our own dialect.
I see. And what was your dialect?
It's Ibanag.
Ibaran.
Yes.
All right.
It's
well, if
very
I may,
different from Tagalog.
It's very different from
yes.
Tagalog. I
yes.
see. Well, I'd like to ask you some questions about the first time you had an experience with a Filipina sister named Sister Nena in a group of people which featured Mother Mary. I believe that you told me a story about Sister Nena having had a terminal illness when an Indian woman who was selling jewelry came to her door. Something unusual happened as a result of that, and Sister Nena began to do a new type of selfless prayer service and was healed, I believe. When was that, and what happened?
Connie, I believe it was in 1975.
1970?
Yes. Sister mm-hmm. Nena has a terminal illness, and her doctor told her she got 6 months to live. Around that time,
mm-hmm.
an Indian lady appeared and was trying to sell her jewelry. But Sister Nena said she is not interested at all
mm-hmm.
because she got a terminal illness. However, Sister Nena asked her for the business card. The lady handed her a card. It was a picture of Mother Mary and baby Jesus.
Oh.
Sister Nena thought it was a mistake to pull out the wrong card. So she said, "Your card." The Indian lady said, "That is my card." So you said, "You have," she said, "you have a terminal illness. You are cured, but I want you to do me a favor. Say the rosary every day and to do the rosary wherever you are called to."
Oh, my goodness. Well, do you think that that was Mother Mary in disguise?
Yeah,
Mother
Mary in disguise. Yeah.
That's wonderful. I love
yeah.
that story.
Yeah.
You know, you had told me another one, Paz.
Yeah.
About Mother Mary blessing some water jugs, and another one about cascading roses and a floating rosary in the sky. Please tell us about that.
Yeah, in the prayer group, people bring their own water jug and to be blessed after the rosary, and
mm-hmm.
this is supposed to be your healing water. Different healers in the Philippines, they use different kinds, like what I have now is coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's I use for my healing for myself and some people who wants to be be applied for the oil when they have some sickness.
So Mother Mary can bless oil and she can bless the water that people bring in their
yeah,
own personal
yes.
jugs.
Yes, I have the oil that Mother Mary bless.
Oh.
Bless.
Now you had told me too that about 10 years ago when you were in the Philippines, there were about 30 people assembled in a garden saying the rosary. And as you prayed, something very unusual happened.
Yes. During our prayer, a Mother Mary appeared. All of a sudden, Sister Nena stopped leading the rosary.
Yes.
And looking up above, raising her right hand, I was looking towards the direction of her eyes. I saw a brown rosary floating up above. I believe Mother Mary was holding the rosary.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mother Mary spoke via Sister Nena and said to make rosaries, to give to people who do not have one. I made a couple of dozen and kept one for myself as a souvenir for her apparition.
So you then made a couple of dozen rosaries, which you
yes,
gave
away. I did. Yes, mm-hmm. I did.
And then you saved one for yourself. Now,
yeah, because I like to have a souvenir for the apparition.
Of course, that was a very momentous time.
Yeah.
For everyone that was there. Now, you said that something started falling out of the sky, something yeah. that was red.
Oh, after the rosary landed on Sister Nina's hand, I smelled a very, very strong fragrance of roses.
Yes.
And then, boom, the roses, different kinds of colors fell over our head. And I was able to pick one. It's pink.
No, you mean different fresh rose
different
petals?
Different flower petals.
Came the flower petals came out of the sky. The empty
yeah,
sky.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And just fell on your heads.
Yeah, fell on our head, over our head.
So there was nothing that could have created them. They
nothing,
just seemed to appear.
Nothing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Nothing.
And they were different colors of roses?
Different colors, like pink, red, like that, you know, the different colors of flowers,
yes.
of roses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, now, so Mother Mary had told Sister Nina that she should start making rosaries and giving them away.
Yes.
And then did a group form after that miraculous day so that people started making rosaries to give to Catholics?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's a lovely service and a
yes.
tremendous miracle.
Yes.
Now, did the other people see Mary too, or just Sister Nina, and then you saw the rosary come floating down out of the sky?
It's only Sister Nina who can see Mother Mary.
I
did not see the Mother Mary, but I saw the rosary up above.
I see. And what do you think was the purpose of Mary's apparition then, in addition to compelling people to say the rosary, and to make and give free rosaries to Catholics that didn't have them? What do you think was another purpose of her appearing then?
I think Mother Mary's purpose is for the people to say the rosary for peace.
For peace. In other words,
yes.
to deepen people's faith and to get them to develop the habit of
yes.
praying the rosary if they're Catholic, or to pray in general for peace if they're not Catholic.
Yes, yes, uh-huh. for peace.
Now, have you had any other public visions of Mary, or has she performed any other miracles or healings when other people have been with you?
Oh, yes, Connie. I met a lady at church the first time,
yes.
and she was telling me of Mother Mary's miracle.
Yes.
And at the back of the church, when I didn't like to talk in the church, so I invited her to come at home so I can share my mind too, and my journal.
A woman that you met at church, you invited her to come home.
Yeah,
with
to
you.
Come to our house.
Yes.
And I told her about my healing oil.
Yes.
And after we visited, she asked me if I could apply the oil to her.
I see.
And I did. I started at her forehead. And when I reached her throat, she backed off and yelled, "Ouch!" She said, "There's a strong shock."
So she felt some sort of a shock when you put the oil
yes.
on her throat.
Yes.
And then, did she not let you put any more oil on her? What happened after that?
I continue. She just stopped for a while, and then, "Do you want to continue?" I said, "Oh yes, please." She said. And then in the morning, she called me. I didn't even know she got an illness.
Mm-hmm.
She called me in the morning. "I was healed. I was healed."
Oh,
she
my
said to
goodness.
Me. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, what was her illness and how was her healing manifesting?
She has been coughing a long time. She has a lot of medication. And when she coughs, she even pee on her underwear.
Oh. My goodness. And so she was completely healed after that. And
she
that
was completely healed, and now we are good friends.
Oh, that's lovely. Was that
yes.
the first person for whom you had been an instrument of healing?
The healing? Oh, our girl here, Annie, when we had the healing session with Jesus and I applied my oil, and yes. she got better.
Oh, yes, very good. So actually two people now mm-hmm. have been healed when you've applied oil on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if people request healings from you,
yes.
Would you be willing to be available for them?
Oh, yes.
All
oh,
right.
yes.
And I understand that you also have had a dream where Jesus was instructing you in your dream. Can you tell me about that?
Jesus appeared at our backyard, floating on our next to our cottonwood tree.
Oh.
And yes, and then we were five, two Indian women and a boy maybe age 15, Asian, and me and Annie.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I asked Jesus, can Annie join us for the healing? And
yes.
Jesus said, she is too young.
Oh, yes. But wasn't there another time that you applied oil on her when she was quite sick?
Yes.
And then
yes,
what happened?
Yes, that she threw up,
yes.
and she said to me, next time start on the forehead so I can have, so I don't have to vomit on my mouth.
It's yes, oh.
Much,
yes, I
it's
understand.
Much better to be on my bottom, she said. And then when she threw up, she said, I felt better. She hugged me.
Oh, well, that's a funny story. And so
yeah.
she was 14 years old at the time?
No, she was just at that time, because that happened in 1999, so she is just 8 years old.
Oh, 8 years. So she was very
candid. Yeah, that's
candid.
Why. That's
yes.
why Jesus said that she is too young.
Oh, I understand.
For doing the healing.
For doing the healing, but
yeah.
she was not too young to receive the healing.
No, she is not too young to receive the healing, because the two Indians and one boy and myself are the one who is going to receive to be instructed of how to heal.
So four of you.
Yeah, four of us, two Indian women and a boy who is 15 years old, maybe, or 14 or 15, and myself.
Pause, do you know what has happened with the healing ministry of the other people? Have they actually participated in healing since that happened?
What do you mean?
Well, Jesus came in your backyard,
yeah.
and he instructed you that you would all receive lessons in healing from him.
Yeah.
And then you have since healed at least two people, or you've been
yes.
the instrument for that.
Yes.
What about those other people? Have you heard whether or not they were willing to use their new healing abilities from Jesus to alleviate the suffering of other people?
I have not heard from them, because I do not know them. I don't know them.
Oh, how did they end up in your backyard?
This is a dream.
Oh, it was in the dream.
It
oh,
was
I
in
see.
A dream.
Oh, I see. That's the
yeah.
same dream then. All right.
It's a
very
dream.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, now I'm glad that I asked that question.
Uh-huh.
Now, Paz, you had told me that you had seen Jesus and Mary not too long ago at the Sacred Heart Church in Prescott, Arizona, and that Mary had created an image on the altar during Mass. Could you please tell us about that? And on what sort of a surface she made the image?
It
was Sacred Heart Church. You remember telling me that?
Yes, yes. When I went to church, I always go early and say my rosary.
Yes.
And as I was kneeling, I saw the image of Mother Mary by the altar. And I said, oh, why did they put a frame there? And I look, and it's just Mother Mary. And I told the people in front of me, they cannot see it. They cannot see Mother Mary.
So you thought others might be able to see her, but you were the only one.
I thought others might be able to see her.
Yes, but you were the only one at that time who could see her on the altar there.
Yes, yes. But the next day, she appeared again. And, yes. She appeared again, the same place, and I asked the lady next to me, I said, Josephine, can you see Mother Mary there? I said to her, where? And then she, there in front of the poinsettia plant. And she saw it right away.
Oh,
and she
good.
Said to me, I wish we had a camera and take her picture.
Oh, and did she take a picture?
we don't have a camera. And I said to her, I will go home and get my camera. And I went back. It's gone.
Oh.
It's not there anymore.
Now, this was an image that was etched on a pot, a flower pot on the altar.
Yes.
And so by the time you went back home, got the camera, and returned, it had faded.
It had faded.
Now,
no
what
more.
About...
Maybe it's not meant to take pictures.
Yes, yeah, some of them are only temporary images that are meant to deepen your faith or to inspire you or encourage you. Now, that reminds me, Paz, you had told me that Mother Mary and Jesus had made some designs that were very fine-lined etchings on the window of your bedroom. Can you please tell us when that happened and how long the etchings last and what the pictures depicted?
Oh, I think that was in 1999. It was in like a frost, the snow.
Like frost, yes.
Yeah, and they were all lining on them on my window, and about they look like they're standing on a mountain.
Oh.
Yeah, beautiful, and then the clouds is very beautiful on top above them. Very beautiful. It's the Holy Father and Jesus and Mother Mary and the other Mother Mary holding a baby.
How long did the frost etchings on the window last?
It could be something like 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Did
anyone
else in the family see them, the household?
Annie saw it. She said, I wish it will stay forever, she said.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
I
you
said,
and Annie saw them. That's
yeah,
beautiful.
Annie saw them. In fact, Annie one time came to my room and said, let's see Mother Mary. Get out. I'm writing letters. I said, let's see Mother Mary. Mother Mary's here, she said. And I look at my window. I lift up the blind. Exactly, Mother Mary's right there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
It sounds as if Annie is quite an intuitive child.
Yes, because Jesus appeared to her room too.
Really?
Well, the risen Jesus with hands holding up.
Yes.
Jesus appeared in her glass and her window too.
I see. And he also made an etching on her window?
Yes.
Etching
on her window, Jesus.
So then the etchings were on two windows in the house?
Yes, two windows in the house.
That's very good. Now, I was going to ask you, too, that about the recurring theme or a pattern to Mary's messages. Can you tell us if she has spoken to you very often, what she has said, and what you have done as a result?
Oh, she wants us to love each other as one family.
Yes.
And say your prayer daily and pray for all the people of the world so there will be peace.
All right. So and love each other as a family and pray for everyone in the world so there will be peace. And,
yes. Yes.
And what else?
And address each other as brothers and sisters.
Address each other as brothers and sisters. In other words, I would call you
Sister
Paz. And you would call me Sister Connie.
Connie, yes.
All right.
Yes.
And
as
then,
we are all her children.
Yes, we are all her children.
Yes.
All right. And what else? Has she said anything about the media?
Oh, yes. She said that TV is not a good influence for leading a spiritual life.
TV is not a good influence for leading a spiritual life.
Yes.
All right. Because of the violence, I suppose. And
that's right.
The
that's
images,
right.
Yes.
She said there's a lot of violence.
Yes, it's disturbing. Right?
Yeah.
And then did she say anything about materiality?
Oh, yes. She said that do not be attached to material things as it is only dictating your life.
Don't be attached to material things because they're only dictating your life.
Yes. And I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I believe that material things just dictate your life.
Yes,
but when if you're living very simple, it's fine. It's very good.
Yes.
You're light.
Right. Fewer things to be concerned with, fewer distractions, and then we can focus on what's really important, which is staying connected to God within us and also listening for God's will and for our guidance to lead us as to what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
All right. Well, Mother Mary has said to various Marian visionaries that she's working with about 400 people throughout the world now, many of whom are not Catholic, because she loves all people and considers all of them her children, as you just said. For her other children, besides you and me, in other words, all the rest of our listeners now, I'd like to mention that they can do a computer search on a number of other Marian visionaries on the web to learn about her messages to humankind and to familiarize themselves with her messages. Her messages are very interfaith ones, showing love for all people and urging them to have reverence for God, respect to each other, and to plan quiet time each day to connect with God in prayer. Now, some of the more well-known visionaries at this time on the earth are Christina Gallagher of Ireland, Annie Kirkwood of the United States, Sadie Jaramillo of the U.S., and Michelle Rios Rice Henley of Arizona. And then, of course, the four visionaries who were originally from Garabandal, Spain, in the 1960s, who are now grandmothers, and then the Medjugorjean visionaries in Europe. Then, of course, there's also Dr. Jana Sullivan, who's a pharmacist in Emmitsburg, Maryland. So there is a wealth of literature on the topic of miracles and healings and messages by Mother Mary for our listeners that would like to do a search and find out what Mary has been saying about the urgency of these times, the fact that we're on the brink of World War III, there are going to be enormous earth changes and loss of life on the planet, starvation because of the world famine and food crisis, and that everyone is going to have to work together in harmony and learn again the importance and value of family relationships and of community and working together. Now, while we're on this topic, I would like to get people aware that they can access the following website to learn about Mary's message. That is www.trumpetersmission.com is a very key one, and they will discover other ones as they do their search. But pause. What I'd like to ask you now is, what can people do to increase or intensify their spiritual practices concerning prayer, meditation, and fasting these days? Can you tell us a bit about how they can draw deeper and closer to God and Mother Mary?
I think we have to pray more, and we have to set, in order to do that, we have to set a time each day as a holy hour to share with God. This is a very, very nice way to increase our spiritual life, like praying the rosary.
Yes.
Because you are actually meditating to the life history of Mother Mary and Jesus.
Oh, yes. So if people create a daily holy hour for themselves,
yes,
then
yes,
that way they will keep their appointment with God, so to speak, regularly, and then that will help to deepen them in their relationship.
That's right. That's what I do, Connie.
Oh, yes. Tell me about that.
Every 5 a.m.,
yes,
I do my rosary.
Yes.
That's exactly. I do 5 to 6.
Oh, yes.
Praying all my prayer books and do the rosary first.
Yes.
And you know what? I set 5 o'clock, but sometimes if I don't wake up, I have an angel waking me up past 3 times.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I said, okay. I even said one time, it's too early. So, anyway, okay, I will do it, I said. So I light my candle.
Oh, that's very good. So you might say you have an angelic alarm clock.
Yes, yes, yes. Sometimes
right,
it's a voice of a woman, and sometimes it's a voice of a toddler.
Oh, yes.
Well, yes,
that's very good that yes, you're so looked after that you can maintain your practice even when you might be quite tired some mornings. Now, for people that would like to take a pilgrimage to special sites for healing, There are many of those I wanted to mention, Paz, while I'm thinking about it. Most people have heard of Lourdes, France, of Garabandal, Spain, Emmitsburg, Maryland, the Catholic Vietnamese Church in Sacramento, where the outside statue of Mary was weeping tears of blood in the past year or so in California. And there were various grottos in New Mexico and in California. And then, of course, in Batania Falls, Venezuela, outside of Caracas by about an hour and a half. And then in the foothills of Denver, Colorado, to the west, there is Mother Cabrini Shrine, where free healing spring water is available. And many people have had healings and visions there when they have prayed in the grotto or walked up the hill to the giant statue of Jesus at the top of the hill or in the other church there on the property. So there are many, many chapels and grottos and cathedrals in most countries of the world where miracles or apparitions or healings have happened. And you may know that Mother Mary has said that a brand new period has come upon the earth now when we are going to be seeing that there are going to be healings that are off the charts, miracles beyond counting all over the world as this revival occurs in all faiths, in every country of the world, every continent, and in every faith, that people will be seeing visions, they will be seeing angels, they'll be smelling sacred fragrances, they will be having their injured limbs restored, their health restored, their eyesight returned if they're blind, and there will be child healers as well who are going to be coming forward and offering their gifts to humanity. So I would like to ask you, since we're talking about a revival and pilgrimage sites, if there are any special Marian pilgrimage sites in the Philippines, Paz?
Oh, yes, Connie, there's a lot of pilgrimage sites in the Philippines. I went to three of them. In fact, we have two in our own province. It's the Miraculous Lady of Piat and the Our Lady of Manawag and the one and our Mother of Perpetual Help. And the one that is in our province, which is the Mother, Our Lady of Piat, she had a lot of healing going on there. Any time of day, there are always a lot of people all over the Philippines. There is a lot of healing there. And in 2005, there is a miracle of spring water appeared right at the middle of the cornfield.
Oh,
Connie,
that's
you
amazing.
Couldn't believe. But
right in the middle. A healing spring in the middle of a cornfield.
Cornfield. You couldn't believe. This is like a desert area, very, very dry.
Oh, that's a wonderful and thrilling thing to hear.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed talking with you so much. It's hard to believe that a half an hour is up. It's been wonderful having you on the show. In a sentence or so, what message would you like to leave with our audience today to reinforce what you've already shared so generously with us regarding what Mary wants us to do?
Mother Mary wants her children to love one another as one family, pray for each other, pray for all the people of the world for peace, as prayer is a very, very powerful tool to have peace.
Thank you so much, Paz.
You are welcome, Connie.
Oh, it's been delightful having you here to educate us and inspire our listeners so they can discover how to make their own contributions of loving service during these times. Remember, everyone, you're a key part of the planetary awakening. These are times of global and local crisis, and your love and compassion are greatly needed to stem human suffering. Won't you consider joining or starting a selfless service project in your community today to aid in feeding, clothing, housing, hiring, or educating the homeless or the needy? There's a unique set of talents and experiences which you have come to share with the world. This has been Awakening Talks with Compelling People. You've been hearing Paz Makabalug of Arizona speaking about Mother Mary's messages and miracles, and I'm Connie Shaw. Thanks for joining us, and listen next time to more exciting speakers.